I was asked once by an archaeologist what I thought might be some of the continuities between pre-Columbian and contemporary Mexican society with respect to gender relations. My comment then, and I think I would still argue this, is that there are certainly similarities in terms of some gender relations, beliefs, identities, and whatnot between Aztec society, for instance, and contemporary Mexican society. But we would also find similarities if we looked at medieval Germany or Tokugawa Japan. In other words, you will find similarities if you look at relations between men and women at any particular historical period and compare that to another historical period. But fundamentally, I think it would be a mistake to argue that there is some essential Mexican, Mesoamerican, much less Latin, essence to being a man or being a woman. And I think that indeed we've gotten into many difficulties because of certain stereotypes. All Mexican men are machos. All Mexican women are abnegadas, self-abnegating, submissive, sumisas. There is no doubt that I have many neighbors and friends in Mexico whom I would call, either to their faces or perhaps not, macho or submissive. But likewise, I have many North American neighbors and friends whom I could also label in a similar fashion. Which isn't to say that we're all just individuals and who knows and it's all relative, but it is to say that broad generalizations for tens, much less hundreds of millions of people for all time and place end up not helping us understand questions of motivation, questions of activity, why people do what they do and what they are indeed doing. And it really obscures the mechanisms of change that are occurring. In Mexico and Latin America, women have played a very important role in struggles for social services within their communities, for indigenous rights, for environmental rights. This is not to say that social relations have been transformed entirely. On the contrary, in many respects, things have gotten worse. There is good evidence to show that domestic violence in the cities is more of a problem today than it was before. Nonetheless, my work and that of other scholars who study gender in Mexico would point to some dramatic changes that are similar to but also distinct from changes that we may be more familiar with in the United States, for instance.